Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of halachos neiros. Last time we spoke about what type of candles to use, and the mishmaru comes out as long as it's a beautiful light. It doesn't have to be shemen zayis; it could be anything that's beautiful is a good candle. The question is, what is the halacha by electric lights? Sometimes a person for simcha or chasam, not a simcha, is in the hospital for Shabbos. Both the husband and wife in the hospital for Shabbos, and they want to light Shabbos candles. Could there be yaitza with the Neiros Chashmal with electric lights? So it's a big nidin in the Paiskim. And Rav and Paiskim make up Shara. And they say like this: there are two type of bulbs. There's one bulb, incandescent bulb, that has a filament inside the bulb that gets red hot. That could be considered a fire, a esh. Masha'inkein, a fluorescent light or the LED light, that definitely cannot be considered esh, and you cannot make a bracha on such a light. And therefore those Paiskim allow to make a bracha on these bulbs that have the red hot filament, and therefore they make a bracha and they light those candles. But Rav Moshe Feinstein held, brought down in Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen's book, that Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you cannot make a bracha on any electric lights. And therefore, the Psak Halach Lamais is that you can't be Meicha for someone of Isha wants to make a bracha on such electric light, 100% go ahead. A lot of Paiskim hold like that, Rav Paiskim even hold like that. But it's better not to make a bracha on electric lights. Now, the Mechaber in Siman Reish Shama Gimel Sif Dalad passes like this: Lo yakdim lemaher lahadlikoi ba'odayim gadol. You should not light Neiros Shabbos when it's early on in Friday, because then it's not nicker, you madl kavod Shabbos. You also shouldn't do too late, because it gets too close to Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, you want to light early, make sure you light lekavod Shabbos, and you should mekabel Shabbos at that time, but not before Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter, Kaidav Laila Shayiz Minus. You have to look at the calendar for Plaga Mincha. You cannot light before Plaga Mincha. What's the reason? Because you can't be Mekabel Shabbos before Mincha. And the Mechaber says you only can light early if you're Mekabel Shabbos, and then it's nicker that you're doing the Kavod Shabbos. Now what happens, this could happen, this mistake, if the husband goes to the early minyan and he leaves by Mincha, which is before Plaga Mincha, so his wife sees the husband leaving, so it must be time to light candles, and she lights candles. Then someone tells her, what do you mean? You lit before Plaga. What should we do now? So in the Bir Halacha, it sounds like what you tell her to do is put out the fire and then light again after Plaga with a bracha. What's the reason? Because the Bir Halacha holds that you're not Mekabel Shabbos. It's not possible to Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. So therefore, what you did was basically a bracha levatala, because you cannot be Mekabel Shabbos so early. But Lamaisa, that's what the Mishmaru Paskins. And there are some Paiskim who pass like that. Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan holds you could be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. It's a Shver Aruch HaShulchan. Don't pass like the Aruch HaShulchan. So what's the Halacha Lamaisa? So I spoke to Rabbi Felder Shlita about this, and he told me that lahalacha, if someone does this, he tells them not to put out the fire and not to relight with a bracha. And what's the reason? First, we have the Aruch HaShulchan holds you could be mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. That's number one. Number two is, as far as like this, the reason why you're not light too early is because it's not nicker lekavod Shabbos. But our candles, that candelabra that you light is clearly lekavod Shabbos. You never light such a candelabra on a regular day. So it's clearly the Kavod Shabbos. Since it's clearly the Kavod Shabbos, even though it's a little early, it can be considered the candles for Hadlokas Neiros for the mitzvah of Shabbos. He says if the husband is still home, the husband can relight it after Plag without a bracha. But definitely, if the husband's at home and she already lit with a bracha, she should leave it as is and be Seimich on the Aruch HaShulchan and the second Svara that was saying that it was Nikah that was a Kavod Shabbos.